Really, a song about food. Thank you.
It's Sounds the great. Real Country Flashback, KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Friday Flashback brought to you by Visit Cleburne, where you can make new traditions all year long. Cleburne has some good restaurants, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
all right.
I don't know about this tradition.
Well, here in the flashback, with a fast staring quickly upon me, let's go to the year
1993.
And a little Dwight Yoakam. Fast as you, 1993. Never done this one before. Dwight Yoakam. Song came out and stayed on the charts. Dwight Yoakam songs used to do that a lot. They'd get on the chart and they'd just sit there for weeks and weeks and go up and then go down and then go up and this. And that's what this one did. October of 1993 came out. Third single, Fast as You, from his big album, This Time. Kind of the consummate Dwight Yoakam album. And just like his previous two songs that he'd released, this song topped out at number two on the charts. This would be, to this point, his last American top 10 hit to date. But right now, this song, though, did have a crossover appeal, too. It breached the top 100 for the Hot 100. So the pop charts climbed to number 70 there. Yeah, a rare crossover for Dwight Yoakam, indeed, who sometimes was, you know, critically said to be a little too country, even for country. But it climbed up, and that iconic guitar riff to start things out that was patterned after, actually, Roy Orbison's Pretty Woman, had a music video accompanying it, in which was directed by Dwight Yoakam himself, and he wrote this song, too. And it drew from, basically, a love gone wrong, and used the road and highways that he was touring on in the early 90s as a metaphor, and that ultimately, the fastest way through hard times or something tough is just to go right through it.
Right.
Quickly.
Does it sound familiar? It's only 72 hours.
I'm going to get through this fast as humanly possible.
Oh, yeah.